So we have, this is our upstairs bit, so this is not really the counselling bit, obviously, but we have had a fun, nice little kitchen. And
the charity fears some women in the Splash FM area aren't getting enough help following an abortion. Acorn Pregnancy Counselling says it offers a level of support sometimes unavailable on the NHS. It's concerned women are rushing into decisions so they qualify for the 9-week abortion pill. Chair of Trustees at Acorn, Bridget Hobson.
And that's putting a lot of pressure on women to get in for that deadline, and it seems like they're not necessarily finding the time to come to talk to us. What we see are those women who are struggling following it. When we're doing the counselling sessions, we always have a counsellor, which is me today, and she does.
A Christian charity, Acorn promises impartial help so clients can make their own decisions. It held hundreds of sessions supporting people through pregnancy loss or a crisis pregnancy last year. They've also been speaking with high school pupils in the area. Trustee Patrick Woodward.
We have a timeline of the 40 weeks of pregnancy, and we give them cards. For example, a card might say, fingernails are formed, and we ask them to put that on the timeline where they think it happens. And then we go through and we tell them where those events actually take place.
So there are six trustees.
Acorn's losing money and is currently promoting the Acorn 100 campaign. They want 100 people to give £5 a month to keep the service going. Bridget Hobson.
If they could read what some women have said to us after they've had a course of counselling, they'd be really inspired by the way that it is helping people to move on in their lives.
Next year, Acorn celebrates its 20th anniversary. It hopes a fresh call for donations will mean the charity can continue supporting people at a difficult time for years to come. Alex Williams reporting in Worthing for Splash FM.